text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Anachronistic Television. Item Number SCP-147. Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-147 is to be kept in a simulacrum of a 1950s-era living room. Its current container contains a throw rug, two armchairs, a phonograph, a rotary telephone, and other suitable decorations. SCP-147 will reject any items dating from later than late March 1965. See Addendum 0-40. It requires no external power source or connection. Description: Discovered 1983 in a civilian home in Detroit, Michigan. SCP-147 appears to be a 1957 General Electric brand black and white television, model 17TO26. SCP-147 has been observed to exhibit two different behaviors. Optimal. When SCP-147 is in an acceptable room, it will display broadcasts of 1950s-era comedies, such as The Burns and Allen Show, Father Knows Best, and I Love Lucy. In every case, each broadcast has been completely unique. Archives of the programs, none of which are still being produced, have failed to find any record of the episodes that SCP-147 plays. No commercials are shown, and there is no indication as to which station would be broadcasting these shows. All broadcasts are in black and white. Subjects exposed to SCP-147 in its optimal state reported a pleasant feeling of relaxation. In this state, the item's volume and channels can be adjusted, though the off switch appears to have no effect. When modern-day items are present in SCP-147's environment, the item will only display extremely violent and gruesome color footage. Beheadings, rapes, executions, and torture have all been observed, but as of yet, no footage has been broadcast that indicates when or where the scenes depicted took place. The footage is invariably of high visual and audio quality. Subjects exposed to SCP-147 in its hostile state almost invariably vomit due to the graphic nature of the broadcasts after 10 to 15 seconds. One subject suffered a nervous breakdown after 2 minutes of exposure. Every subject has displayed an extreme reluctance to recall the contents of the broadcasts, and 2 out of the 15 subjects tasked with viewing SCP-147's hostile broadcasts have since committed suicide. None of the item's controls respond during hostile broadcasts. Attempts to examine the internals of SCP-147 have been unsuccessful, as the item's shell resists any and all attempts to crack it open. Placing the item in a Faraday cage in order to negate any possible transmissions it could be receiving had no effect. The effects of long-term exposure to SCP-147 have not been documented. Addendum: Any and all recreational activities involving SCP-147 are to be scheduled at least 1 week beforehand with approval by Level 4 personnel. Addendum 0-40. See file TC-147-B for further details. After suggestion, several objects manufactured throughout the 1960s era were brought in. Objects made past March of the year 1965 have resulted in a hostile behavior. Exact dating is difficult due to the troubles of obtaining materials precisely made on testable dates and times. Reasons as to why it acts in such a way depending on a specific object's date are unknown and being tested by Addendum 0-40A. As has been verified repeatedly, the presence of persons born after March 1965 does not in and of itself trigger a hostile event. For reasons still unknown, SCP-147 objects mainly to manufactured items. Dr. recently conducted an experiment in which he clothed himself with vintage, pre-1965 articles of clothing, with the caveat that he had three Bic Flair pens, invented in the 1970s, in his shirt pocket. What he saw while being seated in front of SCP-147, he would later describe as a bizarre episode of I Love Lucy featuring a surprising amount of gunplay. Addendum 1-80. Recent tests that involved exposing convicted rapists and psychopaths to the object while it was hostile has indicated that the object is able to tailor the images to the viewer. A rapist was strapped into a metal chair manufactured in 1986, and during that time, not a single rape was shown on the screen, while scenes of genital mutilation, primarily male, occurred more often. Similarly, a psychopath who had tortured someone to death saw fewer scenes of torture and more scenes of botched executions. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher get early, ad-free episodes. You can also donate via PayPal or Ko-Fi. This is one of the last few episodes before Season 2 ends. If you want to find out more on the bonuses and Season 3, you can check out our website, which is available in the show notes. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.